Hello. Today the church celebrates Wednesday of the third week of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. While we are less than a week away from our celebration of the birth of Jesus, our Gospel passage takes us back 9 months to the Annunciation of his Virgin Mother, when she learns from the angel God's plan for her in his larger plan. We're reminded of Mary's initial confusion and fear, and the angel's gentle admonition, "Do not be afraid." In today's world, there is much of which we may be afraid. Yet, those same gentle words the angel said to Mary are said to us, "Do not be afraid." If we, like Mary, follow the will of God in our lives, then ultimately we need not fear anything, for we will always be in the presence of the Lord. During these final days of Advent, may Mary be our model of trust in the Lord as we seek to follow his will and fulfill our part in his divine plan.